You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's time for another hour of your favorite sports gambling show.
What's this going to be?
Moneyline.
Oh, are you kidding me?
With the two best hosts to ever do it.
I love my contract. Love my teammates.
Donnie Wrightside.
Do what the Sixers did, Charlotte. Just win 7 games a year for 4 years. Eventually, you'll find somebody, and you'll be on the upswing again if it works out in your favor.
And Kevin Walsh.
Let me tell you how crazy talented the NBA is right now. I'm not even trying to get into a debate. He's not even the most talented offensive big man in the NBA right now, in my honest opinion.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, SiriusXM Channel 159.
Oh, yes. Thursday afternoon. No better place to be than right here, the best hour of your day. It is Moneyline right here on the Sports Grid Network, SiriusXM Channel 159. Donnie Wrightside, along with Kevin Walsh. And where do we start, Kevin? Malachi Flynn, 50 points for the Pistons yesterday out of nowhere. I mean, let's dig into that one. What happened there?
Great job out of you. Hitting the top topic in the entire sports landscape right now. What is going on with the Detroit Pistons? Are they going to win the title next year on the back of Malachi Flynn? Many are asking.
I mean, guy averages 5 points a game, just drops 50 out of nowhere. I mean, we need investigations. We talk about investigations with guys like, you know, Jontay Porter. Like, come on, you're betting your unders? Did anybody bet overs on Malachi Flynn? And also, were they able to ladder it, Kevin? Like, over 5, over 10, over 15? I mean, you must be a millionaire if you picked him. Legitimately, 50 points for Malachi. Would you be a millionaire on a $100 bet, right? Probably?
On a $100 bet if you took him to score?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that wouldn't even... it's so funny, Donnie, because it does. I don't know. You would have to call an odds maker, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think because that is a thing at some books, right, where you can create a market.
Old school booking.
Like, hey, can I get Malachi Flynn to score 50 this season? They'd be like, sure, brother, whatever you want. Like, you name it, we'll make it happen.
Yep, that's like the equivalent of hey, you know what? I'm going to bet. Let's just say. 2 weeks ago, I want a bookmaker. I want Joel Embiid to score 50. You know he's not playing tonight. Yeah, just give him the score 50 tonight. All right, cool. We'll take your money. That's really what it is. Like Malachi Flynn to score 50. I know him from college in San Diego State. I had no idea what he was even doing in the NBA or even where he was at. He was a good player in college. But the first thing I checked when I saw he had 50 today, Kevin, is I go back and say, well, what's his average? It's like 4.8 points per game.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, 50? What an anomaly. I don't know if I've ever seen an anomaly like this before. I don't know where to even put words into it.
Second most points ever scored off the bench, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have to imagine the most ever is like a Jamal Crawford, J.R. Smith game. So, and those guys came off the bench because basically they were trying to win sixth man of the year. You know what I mean? Like, just one of those silly things. Like, they were never the sixth best player on their team. Yeah, the Malachi Flynn thing. Has he been playing more? Like, I'm not going to pretend I know the answer to that.
No idea.
Like,
let me see here. Yeah.
Like, Donnie, what did he give the Pistons the night prior?
Let's go Malachi Flynn. Let's dip into this year. 25 years old, obviously with the Pistons, who never would have known he was with the Pistons. And so when I heard his name, I was like, man, that name rings a little bit of a bell here. Previous game before that, Kevin, 14 minutes and 9 points. Game before that, 14 minutes and 3 points. Then he plays 34 minutes. Now, in those previous two games, right, I'm just looking at like the recent history. 1 for 3, 3 for 7, 18 for 25. It's pretty crazy. Look, you can even say, well, you know, professional players, when they get it going, they can score a lot. Like, no, they can't. Malachi Flynn's of the world cannot just do that in the NBA. Even in an open gym. You know what I mean? Like, crazy. I'm trying to see. He came in.
That's exactly. Are you looking at the same thing when he came in this game? He entered the game with 5:38 left in the first quarter.
Came so basically, out, then, like, four, three quarters scored 50
six,
points.
Eight. Yeah, like
minutes per game.
He had 8 points in the first quarter, Donnie. Like, he wasn't on some torrent. Like, when did this go wild?
It has to be in the second where they just let him go, right?
11, 14, and we got a 4-point play, 15, 17.
Okay, throughout his career, he averages 14 minutes played per game.
Donnie, he had 17 at half.
Yeah. That's the ultimate heat job in the second. It's got hot.
I figure he got red hot. It's the Pistons. They're like, all right, just go ahead and enjoy the game. Like, you know what I mean? Like, go wild, pal. We're rooting you on.
Dude scores 50 and they still lose, too, which is like the perfect storm for the Pistons. Like, hey, man, have a blast out there, but make sure we don't win this basketball game. But that was an oddity, just seeing Malachi Flynn drop 50 when he scores like 5 a game. Like, there was no, like, hey, man, the SGA syndrome from OKC 2 years ago. Like, hold on now. We're just holding this guy back. We know he can gas us up. This guy, craziness.
I think he scored 19 in the fourth.
Tried to bring him all the way back, like, ooh, not too much, kid, not too much.
Yeah, he's not 19 in the fourth, which is preposterous.
You know what else is preposterous?
Smash too. What do you got?
Milwaukee Bucks.
Don't even get me started. Don't even get
15 to 15, Doc Rivers. I mean, we couldn't have wrote a better script for this. We couldn't have wrote a better script for Milwaukee. I am enjoying myself right now.
No,
I told the people years ago the Sixers are light years ahead of the Bucks, and it's finally going to come true. They're on the downswing.
DRS. So I took at the All-Star break the Milwaukee Bucks over an updated win total of 50.5. They came out of the break and won 6 consecutive games. Basically, that cashes the ticket. Now, they had hit a bit of a slump, but at 47-27, I needed 4 more wins.
Ooh.
With at Washington and home against Memphis on the table, no problem. Win both of those. You need 2 wins in the final 6 games. Nope.
Yeah.
I now need them to win 4 of their final 6. And the strength of schedule doesn't even matter because they just lost to Washington and Memphis in consecutive games. This team stinks. Doc Rivers is an abomination. Did you see that? Like, I saw it on Twitter. He really is throwing like the equipment managers under the bus. It is a disgrace. And people got mad at JJ Redick when he called him out. He was right. He was spot on. And they locked this guy in for a 5-year deal? Why? What is this nonsense?
Well, that was the crazy part about it, wasn't letting go of the Adrian Griffin who he had to start the season. Because if you rightfully realize as an organization, players, front office, ownership group, hey, look, we hired the guy, we think it's probably a mistake. And a healthy organization goes, you know what, don't ride this out for 2 or 3 years. Like, we have a tight window to win another championship. This isn't the right guy. Now, also, to fire him and then, like, well, you know what, we just want a veteran presence in here. We're going to go with Doc Rivers. Like, we're not going to sign him long term, but Doc's going to be like the interim coach. Let's see how it goes. The players love him. It works out well. Off season wise, we'll talk about a long term deal. They basically were like, man, Doc, before you get in here, let's slap a 5-year tag on you. Like, you are the guy we have. They were cruising under Griffin. Now, all of a sudden, they're 500 under Doc, and my favorite part about this whole equation is, like, Dame's not even showing up to basketball. I'm not sure Dame's even has a groin injury. He went from personal out to, oh, yeah, now I have a groin, and basically telling everybody who will listen, look, in Milwaukee, I go to the game, I go to practice, I come home, I fall asleep, I hate this place, because I wanted to be in South Beach. Woo, what a train wreck there. What a train wreck in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Tough scene. Man. Tough Very scene bad. Last night. By the way, a couple games left in the NBA. Big doings across the board. And I'm excited where some of these teams are going to wind up in the playoffs, in the play-in, or out of the playoffs altogether. Come on back with us. You know the drill. It's a Thursday afternoon right here on the Sports Grid Network. It's Moneyline. It's Donnie and Kevin. We will be here when we get back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Women's Final Four Friday, men's Final Four Saturday, next week the Masters. Good time to be on the Sports Grid Network, and also Stephon Diggs on his way from Buffalo down to Houston. Craziness as it lines up here. We don't know what to believe anymore. Is Diggs still top of the grade, like wide receiver, number one? Did he fall off? The Bills are like, yeah, we'll try to win the Super Bowl. We don't need you, and we'll take a $31 million cap hit just so you leave and not even get a draft pick back this year. See you, Stephon. How badly that actually ended up in Buffalo, which I guess will be Houston's gain. And also, what is Buffalo going to do next year? We actually had professional football talker Joe Lisi on the early line this morning helping us break that all down. But I know you weren't here yesterday, so when that news broke early on the early line, or should I say late in the show, the final segment of the early line, got a chance to talk about it yesterday for about an hour on some thoughts there, because it's wild. Like, I love the move for Houston, but also I'm just saying, why is Buffalo so easy to move on from this guy? That's more the question for me.
Yeah, I think at the minimum, the relationships don't seem to be as strong as they were at the beginning, right? Mm-hmm. And you make the move, you get back draft capital. He was great. He was great for them over the course of the 4 years, but the final 2 months or so, it just wasn't the same, you know? And I think this team trying to get younger at that position, possibly. Not that he's ancient, right? But trying to get maybe something different in the building is not a terrible idea. So I think we'll see how Buffalo handles the draft and handles free agency. There's a lot that has to be sorted there. The initial reaction, though, Donnie, is it's probably going to me. We'll see when the schedules come out. But I'll probably do the same thing with the AFC South that I did 2 years in a row. Took the Jaguars when they had the worst record to win the South. Why? They had the best quarterback in Trevor Lawrence. They win the South. We enter last season. A lot of people, well, come on, obviously the Jaguars are going to win this division. This is ridiculous. Well, I'll take the Texans. C.J. Stroud's a star. Schedule's there. DeMeco Ryans is legit. So what's going to happen now, Donnie, is everyone's going to come in, oh, Texans. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see how the schedule lines up, the arts. The schedule matters. I have no NFL futures in. None. The only world in which I would be placing an NFL future is if I got an inkling of some major quarterback move that was going to shift the market heavily in my favor. That doesn't exist. You know what I'm saying? The dust is all settled. So I'm good. I'm good with things right now. I have some ideas, right? But I don't need to be placing any NFL futures at the moment.
Like, the interesting part, too, is about the Buffalo Bills for me. Like, you know, competent organizations in the mix. And what I mean by in the mix is you have a sweet spot here with Josh Allen, where he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Surround him with talent, you'll be able to challenge for a Super Bowl every year. Now, do you get there? Do you get to the AFC Championship game? Do you even get to the Super Bowl? We don't know, because you need things to go your way. But having said that, there's no way, and I look at it like this. I love what Houston did, and I think Houston is a legitimate contender next year for Super Bowl. Now, contender being, we use that as our fade the public poll this morning on the early line. I try to explain the two. Super Bowl favorite and contender. Houston's not a favorite to win the Super Bowl, quite frankly, and the answer with me is I'm not going to take a future at 15-1 for Houston to win at all. But I do think there are a select 7, 8 to 10 teams that are going to make a push with a legitimate chance to make a Super Bowl. So I do believe that Houston is a contender. But here's the part I grapple with right away, because what does everybody do immediately? You take a look at the Buffalo Bills, ooh, you're down on them. Now, I'm not necessarily out on the Buffalo Bills. I actually do think it wakes up the ticket prices on the New York Jets by going like, hold on now. Miami regressed a little bit here in the offseason. Obviously, the Buffalo Bills did, losing Stephon Diggs and also, you know, multiple guys on defense trying to switch champ, but they still have Josh Allen on their team. And I do agree that they still should be a slight favorite in the AFC East. But it's almost a buying point now, because I know how this league works. And the people that talk about the Buffalo Bills, oh, they're done. Look at their wide receiver room, which it's not great right now. I'm going to tell you one thing, Kevin. They're going to have a number one wide receiver by the time the season starts. They're going to make a move, a T. Higgins type. You know, maybe Davante Adams gets up. So can you imagine Davante Adams up there in Buffalo with Josh Allen? It would be tremendous here. There's no way, shape, or form the Bills are in that Super Bowl window and are going to do one of those, you know, Andy Reid type moves back in the early 2000s. Hey, Donovan, good luck. Got you a couple bum wide receivers every single year until T.O. came to town and was basically forced on them. They're not going to do that in Buffalo. They will have a top flight number one wideout to go with that wide receiving core before we start the season.
Yeah, they're going to get some. Who's their number one wide receiver right now, even?
I mean, like, what is it? Matt Collins? It's Shakir.
What's his name's gone? Gabe Davis.
Curtis Samuel. Yeah. So it's Samuel, it's Shakir, and it's Matt Collins. Those are the three on the depth chart right now. So you look at that now and say, well, yes, like, ooh, they have a couple pieces, right? A couple really fast guys. You need the number one. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like T. Higgins, I think, would be a perfect fit for the Buffalo Bills. There's no way the Bills go, you know what? Let's roll a second-round pick or a third-round pick this year and pick a wideout, and let's roll next year into the season. They're not going to do that.
I mean, they're going to – well, look, they've got – what's his name? Kincaid, though. Like, there's I imagine the fantasy community really jazzed up on Kincaid, season-long numbers for Dalton Kincaid. I mean, Don, if you look at the Chiefs' MO last year, right, it was Kelsey, Rice broke out, a lot of speed guys. So I wouldn't guarantee that they get a huge top 20 wide receiver in football.
I do. There's no way. Put it this way. You're talking like Sean McDermott and the GM probably, what, fired at the end of the year if they have a down year? There's no way they're not going to go into this without extra weapons. If they roll into this season with what they have now, maybe add like a rookie in the draft, it's not going to work. Now, if that rookie in the draft is Rome Odunze or you trade up to get one of the top two guys, well, yeah, that's a lot different. But if they leave Josh Allen with no weapons at wideout, that would be an absolute tragedy slash disservice. Like, the reason why Buffalo Bills got put on the map is what? You have Josh Allen as a quarterback. Man, let's get that guy number one. You get him a number one, sky is the limit, man. Like, you see what they're doing in Houston. Houston is the playbook, the same thing that the Philadelphia Eagles ran on. You know what? We think we got something at quarterback. We are going to help this guy in every single way we can to succeed. And you see other organizations like, I think we'll be okay. I think we'll be fine. And I think the quarterback will be okay. They never win Super Bowls like that, unless you have Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I want to – but, Donnie, there's so much uncertainty in Buffalo right now. The whole defense got moved on from. Again, I'm not telling you that they're not going to be adding wide receivers. Like, Donnie, if they drafted a, you know, Brian Thomas Jr., right, out of LSU, that might be what they look to do, Buffalo. I'm just saying I don't know if they go big game hunting with, you know, big contracts attached to it.
Yeah, but no, you're in that window right now. Let me tell you something, if they don't. Like, that plus 160 price at FanDuel where they're in first place, if we get to the end of the we get to, let's just say, the end of training camp, and all they did was add a wide receiver in the draft that wasn't the top three, they're no longer the favorites in that division. Like, I still think they're getting the benefit of the doubt right now from the sports books. I'm like, okay, they move Diggs and they get much back for it. There's time to go out here. We can't drop them to third in the division. Because quite frankly, if they don't add a wide receiver, Kevin, they might be third in the division next year. They really might be.
They could finish third in the division just because, Donnie, they've won the division every single year. Again, like, but Donnie, in the same breath, if they add T. Higgins, I'm not promising you they finish first.
No, if tomorrow they make a move to T. Higgins, they win the division. I do believe that.
That's silly.
Like, if Stephon Diggs never moved on, Kevin, if they never moved on from Stephon Diggs, they win the division.
That's guarantee.
Because, again, I think
I saw from last year.
Because I don't think the Miami Dolphins didn't improve themselves in the offseason. And quite frankly, we were expecting, like, the yin and the yang for them, which would be, Tua's got a concussion in week three. They're done. Like, I'm actually expecting that this year. He stayed healthy last year. I think that was an anomaly more than what you're going to see. But, again, if the injuries play out and, you know, Josh Allen goes down, there's nothing you can do about it. The Buffalo Bills need a number one wide receiver. If they get it, they'll win that division for me. They go into the season with, you know, Mac Hollins as the number two and say, hey, Curtis Samuel, he's good. No way. No shot. They have no shot to win that division. I'm banking on them making a move to get a top flight wide receiver to win that division. And so are the sports books. No moves made. 2 months later, you know what, Kevin? They're no longer the lead dogs there in the East anymore at this point. The one team that we know is not going to do anything in that division, that's the Patriots, people. Dead on arrival in 2024. More hot topics to go. Keep the dial right here on Sports Grid Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Got a TV on in the background right now, okay? The little BG, Brandon Graham on SportsCenter with that big smile out there, probably talking smack to everybody he's walking by. We can't get the football season quick enough. Like that right now, you know what's funny? Baseball just started. I'm not all that amped up, number one, because I can't get it, because I can't get excited by the numbers. But I did bet two RBI props last night and went 1-1. Altuve, of course, hit a home run to get that RBI. So it was a plus 185. I lost Diaz on that team. So 1-1 every night is going to, you know, put a little bit of money in your pocket. But I'm already thinking like this, which really is wild. And by the way, the Mets had a 3-0 lead. It's now 3-2 on an eighth inning home run. So who knows if the Mets are ever going to win a baseball game. But looking at football, like it's April 4th. Right, Final Four weekend this weekend, awesome stuff to watch, can't wait for it. But then also, like, I get this need for, I don't care about the summer. I love the hot weather. The summer is really cool, don't get me wrong, but nothing beats like September the 1st for me. Like, football season is just kicking off in college. We know the NFL is a couple days away from kicking off, but I'm almost at the point now, I'm like, okay, April 4th, before the draft will be this month, a little like downtime, you're not thinking about, and then it's June, and then like July is like football season for me because camps get underway. I feel like we're really close to football season out of nowhere when technically we're not.
No, we're not close to football season, and you don't even like the NFL draft. So you have nothing to be excited about.
Yeah, well, I want to see where the Eagles draft.
Watch,
and then
some
I'm
UFL,
just going to go to bed.
Donnie.
I mean, what is going on with that, by the way? Are they like, is it big ratings? Like, what do we got there in the UFL?
I'll be honest with you. This is usually, like, you'll hear about it. Yeah. Like, you'll see some clips and things like that. Legitimately, the only time I've heard about it is when Lisey or Gabe are betting it, and that's it. I don't know. I've not seen it one bit.
I'm telling you, and I think you had, like, the best notion of these type of football leagues. It's been proven, Kevin, since the early 1980s. I talk about we as the people who like football, don't want football outside of football season. And they keep cramming it down our throat. And I remember, like, so many times we talked about, like, the scheduling. Like, look, put them on, like, Tuesday and Wednesday night during the week. I guarantee you people will just something to do and tune into. They will make wagers on it. They will pay some sort of attention to it. The fact that they play in the spring and they keep making the same exact mistake. We'll put up with bad football. Like, Tuesday and Wednesday night in November, that's fun because it's maction. It's really bad football, but it's still football on your TV. You're in football season. You love football. And maybe you can bet and have some fun in watching it. Like, think about this, Kevin. If the MAC conference, like, you know what? We're going to break away from the NCAA. We know we can't win a national championship. We're just going to play MAC football in the spring. Nobody would give a damn. Not a single person would give a damn if the MAC was playing all by itself in the spring because it's outside of football. But we'll watch that, Kevin, on a Tuesday, Wednesday night with nothing else to do because it's football in the fall.
Yeah, again, I mean, we've talked about this for a while on the show. The chance at survival is right there for them, and they don't want it.
Nothing.
Or they don't get it.
They don't want it at all.
Nobody in the room. I think, like, here's kind of, put a gambler in the room. I think that's what you need. Honestly, because it's like, hey, what do you want to bet on? Final Four, Major League Baseball, NBA, and then the UFL that I don't know anything about. I don't know any of the players. Look, there's perhaps some logistics of we can't do this because we need to operate outside of the NFL season. No, you don't. Who cares? You lose your quarterback in week four, you're the UFL. It is what it is. It'll be a story. People will actually at least know what happens.
Almost like feeder programs that, like, you know, the G League tries to do in the NBA, like, yeah, they're playing, but, I mean, we're not really watching them on TV or not, and maybe can serve a purpose, like, hey, bring this guy up instead of just the practice squad where the dudes running the other team's plays. You would actually have them playing actual games, and, yeah, I need a quarterback, I go to that. But we're not as smart as the people who have constantly rammed spring football down our throat, only lose hundreds of millions of dollars. My favorite part about this, the Rock's UFL, when that goes under next year, trust me, a year and a half later, Somebody's going to pick up that baton and run it back again as if anything is going to change, Kevin. And nothing ever changed. It's never worked, and yet we keep doing it. That's why I always joke about smart people making these decisions. There has to be so much more than what I see. It's almost like I make so much money, I need a write-off. Like, I need to buy something that loses hundreds of millions of dollars so I don't have to pay taxes. That's the only thing I could think of.
Yeah, I wonder if there's just, like, wrestling is obsessed with trying to be involved. Like, there's, because obviously Vince tried it. I don't know, very, very, very odd.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The best part about that, too, is the first version of the XFL went over very well early on. And then by the end of the season, they're like, all right, we're basically bankrupt. We barely made it to the championship game, and let's get out of here. And like a year later, the league folded up. But there's so many new iterations of these. And now it's like, all right, we had two leagues previously, Kevin. Both went belly up. And then we're going to join forces and see if we can hang on here. Again, it's bad football because nobody knows the players, and it's outside of football season. I know that TV, if you could just get on, people will bet on it. Ratings, they just want content. I get it. But the league's product absolutely stinks, and who knows? We'll see how it goes this year, but I assume it's going to be much like the other 30 spring football leagues that all went belly up at this point here. Now, talking about watching games, betting them, and having some fun. This morning, Kevin, we went over. There's a basketball game tonight. I don't know if everybody knew that. It's NIT, Indiana State Seton Hall. Very good basketball game. And I see myself. I say, you know what? Let me handicap this game real quick. All right, Indiana State, number one in effective field goal percentage in college. 12th overall in efficiency on offense. Ooh, look at this. Look at this. Top six in the country at firing from three-point range. Seton Hall is like, well, you could shoot as many as you want. We don't care. All right, I'm about to. Oh, forgot. I can't bet on this game. Would love to bet Indiana State with some sort of three-point compilation here, but I can't do it. So congratulations to the NIT, whose home state of New Jersey is Seton Hall. We can't participate, therefore, Kevin. We don't care. And quite frankly, I'm going to assume this as well, right? Indiana State playing in Indiana? You can't even bet them either? Probably, right?
It's probably awesome. Least bet on game in the history of college sports. Just terrible.
Two home states can't participate? Fantastic,
terrible.
Man.
Terrible. Yeah, want nothing to do with it. I like, I'm telling you this right now, and I apologize to anybody who might tune into Game Time tonight looking for a breakdown. You're not getting
Wow.
I'm not breaking that. I'm not doing it. Why? For what? Donnie, because here's the thing. When we tell people that, like, we give you what we bet, that's real. I'm not breaking down Seton Hall, Indiana State. I'm not betting the game. I can't bet the game. I'm not going to if I was going to New York tonight, I'd consider it. I'm not. So we're good. We're good.
I'm
good.
It is a tough scene. It is a tough scene.
I'll tell you right now, Coach likes Seton Hall, all right? There you go.
Yeah. All right.
There you go. Coach likes
Seton Hall. Big time win?
Yeah, he likes Seton Hall.
Is there any fanfare behind it? Is that just like his favorite team for Coach? He's taking Seton Hall.
It's entirely based on his good friends.
Oh, boy. You know what? Call him out tonight on the show for that. Tell him about that, too.
But
you know what? Not even taped. He didn't even get a taped response out of the guy for that.
Ah, Donnie, have you ever done a taped interview on Game Time decisions?
Yeah, absolutely. It's best 10 minutes of your life. Get to relax, take some time off. Now, you ready for a good hot topic here? Because I think this is getting a little bit overblown at this point. The Final Four is this weekend. It's Saturday. The whole hubbub about UConn couldn't get a plane and was like 10 hours late, I'm starting to buy into the controversy, and I'm enjoying it for this one thing, because there are some sane people out here on social media, Kevin. What I mean by that is the comments coming back like this and that, and some people are like, oh, I can't believe this NCAA. I'm like, they landed 70 hours before the game. I really think we're going to be okay. And the best part about today is, like, Dan Hurley, he is going to sell this to his team like never before, and I kind of respect the grift here on this. But you can already see what's taking place. In the Final Four, the kids love the atmosphere, Kevin, as a whole. You fly in, you have a couple days. You practice in front of big crowds. The camera's in your face all over the place. And unlike the regular season, like, you go to press conferences and have a giant press room asking you questions. Like, this is part of the fun of the Final Four. Like, man, like, yes, we are on center stage. This is great. So I see today, Dan Harrell is like, I'll be available. My team won't, because we got in late yesterday. Mm-hmm. Oh, what is that press conference going to be about? Is it going to be like one question, like, hey, you know what? UConn, we're good. All right. Hey, coach, how about the plan? Yeah, you know what? I mean, the NCAA, they're just out to get us. I mean, they put us in, like, the regions in our own area. Like, we played in Boston. I mean, that's ridiculous. Sure. That's like a jinx right there. I can't believe they did that. And do you believe that one night they made us play Thursday instead of Friday? They are so out to get us. The plane that was booked for us had a mechanical failure, which caused us to get into, I don't know, Arizona 12 hours late. They're stacking the deck against us, Kevin. That's what he's going to say.
Yeah, it's going to be annoying, and I don't know. I'm hoping. I don't know, man. Like, here's what I'm figuring, right? Everyone will say that this is going to be extra motivation for UConn, and I'm hoping it gets said so much that we actually spin it the other way,
yes,
and it's going to make it worse on them, and they lose the game. That's what I'm thinking, how this whole play plays out.
Yeah, hear me out, Kevin. First 5 minutes of the game, UConn hasn't scored. Like, we're on top of this. Like, you knew it. You knew this was going to happen. They're so tired. They're not rested, for as if they, like, flew in the morning of the game with, like, their uniforms on.
I and could their not shirts. Believe the level of tracking going on. I thought it was so silly.
Like Dan Hurley, middle of the night, Kevin, I think it was like whatever his tweet was, like, wheels not up. Oh, coach, that's unbelievable, man. I can't believe the NCAA is doing this here at this point.
Airporttracker.com. They haven't left yet. I'm like, all right, man. I don't care about that. Thank you. Yep.
So, coach, when did they get in? Well, we got an early, early Thursday morning. Okay, did you play that night? No. Oh, you play Friday in the morning? No, you don't play. Oh, you play? No, we play at night on Saturday. Coach, what's the problem here? Doesn't matter what the problem is. It's just the disrespect to UConn and how they don't want. Like, do you think there's a reason, Kevin, why teams haven't gone back to back? They don't want you to do that. There's roadblocks in place. Look at the region they put us in to get to the Final Four.
Yeah.
Coach, you chose that region. That's not the point. Look at the region they put us in here.
Mm. Amazing. Such a mess.
It is a mess, man. It is a mess. How about a little NBA talk here after the break here, huh? How about 3-3 in this Detroit Mets game? Boy, I can't wait till we actually get hitting weather somewhat in the Northeast. But then again, it's supposed to be freezing until May 31st, from what I'm understanding here. Make it make sense on a Thursday afternoon. NBA talk coming up next. Yep.
Okay.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Boom, 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 boom on a Thursday afternoon right here on the Sports Grid Network. Donnie Wrightside, Kevin Walsh, it's Money Line. Best hour of your day. Five games tonight in the NBA. Hawks, Mavs, Sixers, Heat, Kings, Knicks, Warriors, Rockets, Nuggets, and the Clippers. But we are coming down the stretch here. Only a few games that are left in the season. And I'm excited by this, too, because the standings are very intriguing on both sides. And shout out to the people. I know Kevin is not one of these people, but we look and say, there's too many teams in the playoffs, and it's not a lot of fun at the end of the year because I think, like, the Celtics should make it, and the Nuggets should make it, and that's it. Nobody else should make it. Nonsense. Do you see how much fun we're having to end the NBA season right now? It's awesome. Like, games matter across the board to get into that top 10. Now, granted, we pretty much have the chance to see who's going to be in. Eastern Conference, guaranteed to be in the play-in round. Chicago Bulls and the Atlanta Hawks. But the Pacers and the Sixers are fighting tooth and nail to try to get up to that sixth seed, which is currently occupied by the Miami Heat. And the New York Knicks at 15.5 games back of the Celtics, but only 2 games back of the Miami Heat, and that sixth seed and 2 games back of the Indiana Pacers. So I love the fact that we are getting intriguing matchups on a night-to-night basis on a lot of things mattering, Kevin, which includes Sixers-Heat tonight. Monster game. Sixers sit 1.5 games back of the Heat in the sixth spot. You beat them, now you're sitting a half of a game back. Awesome stuff.
It is. You'd still be a game back in the loss column, but you got to. But obviously what the point to that is, a loss tonight probably ends the dream of catching Miami, right?
Yep.
You'd be 3 back in the loss column with how many to play? 6? Not even 5. It's not going to happen. Miami's schedule is, where is it, 21st hardest. So what's that, like 9th or 10th easiest? So that's you know, one of those situations where if you're Philly, you're right, Don. This is must win. But I'll say this. It's not only getting to six. I think it's also getting to seven. Playing Milwaukee round one, Donnie, you know you're all for it. You'll take Doc round one. You wouldn't run from that in a at all.
I want the Celtics. I want to knock them down round one. Beat them down.
Really?
Yeah. Like I don't need the Sixers to beat the Bucks round number one, only to them to lose in the second round, no matter who they played. Go ahead and gas up round one. As a fan for me, I got enough juice if you want to go seven games against the Celtics. Like, I got enough juice for that. And if the Sixers get knocked out, then they get knocked out, and I'll worry about the rest. Enough of the fool's gold. Give me the Celtics right out of the gate and watch the Celtics fans be like, after three games, Sixers up 2-1. Man, come on, man. Sixers aren't a real eighth seed. I don't even know how the NBA lets this happen. That's what I want to hear, Kevin. That's what I want to hear. Like, one of the best teams in the NBA launched out in round number one by my Philadelphia 76ers.
It would be incredible, and you can't rule it out. There's plenty that feel that Philly could be the second best team in this conference as long as Embiid is healthy. That's not a ridiculous take. I mean, look at the odds. They have the third best odds to win this conference despite having the eighth record overall. We all know the story. With Joel Embiid, they're as good as any team in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
They've been incredible this year. It's about getting up to that seven, Donnie. Six would be great. Six would be great, but you'll take seven. You just can't be in that eighth spot. But here's the deal. The Philly is not going to fall into the 9-10. Like, that is already secure. So because of that, if they find out they cannot catch Indy or Miami, whatever it may be, especially if it's to play the Pacers, DRS, I think they'll be like, all right, we just got to win a road game. Just got to win a road game and get up there and make it happen.
Yeah, so it's going to be fun. We're a week and a half away, roughly, from the NBA playoffs, you know, kicking up those playing games. But as we open up to, you know, this segment here, just laughing, like, there'll be people out here to tell you. Okay, but 10 teams, ridiculous. Oh, yeah? You're not going to enjoy the Golden State Warriors and the Los Angeles. What would you rather have, Warriors and Lakers out of the playoffs or Warriors and Lakers in the playoffs? Come on now. It's a no-brainer at this point. I love the fact that more teams are brought into the 10. That's what, too many teams make the playoffs. Yeah. Good luck with that, because it's made everything better. And even LeBron James a couple years ago. It's LeBron James a couple years ago. Hey, we missed the playoffs just about every year I'm in L.A. because we can't even get a top eight seed at this point. They're lucky they have the playing rounds.
It is incredible, though, that that team is 44-33, and they're sat there in the 9th spot.
Holding on.
Like, they would be in the 6th spot right now in the East.
They would be.
But that's the state of it. That's the state of it. All right. What are you going to do?
You know what the state of right now is? Getting to the phone lines here. 844-843-6879. The X-Man chiming in here on a Thursday afternoon.
Oh, I got
so many things to go over. Go ahead. Go ahead. X-Man, bring it. And we got questions.
If you don't mind, X-Man, how did you get a $175 bonus bet?
Wait a second.
Hey, man.
I don't think I read that. Hold on now. He knows people.
I sent it to somebody. You know, they asked me what the best picks was. I said, hey, man, I'll give you three of my best picks. We're going to use your free $200 bet.
I mean, there you go, Kevin. Like, I need,
it's for the people,
X-Man's getting $175, so I'm getting $10 out here.
Wow.
It is for the people, and you're doing it right. So what do you got tonight? What do you got for us?
Coming back hard tonight, man.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Hey, yo.
We going with Seton Hall on the money line, man.
Oh, all right.
We going with Philadelphia 76ers on the money line.
It's the only way to go.
And we going with the Boston Bruins NHL on the money line.
Oh,
it's 10-1.
Wow. Yeah. I love how X-Man always winds up at least 10-1 or better, Kevin. There's no plus 130s here. Like, we're taking the Sixers plus 9.5, you know what I mean? We're taking Seton Hall getting 6.5. It's always 10-1 for the people out here to cash in.
If anybody,
I love it.
If anyone has any free bets and you're looking to get some money, hey, you can contact me, man, and I'll be willing to split the profit with you. Let's do it.
Look at that. He's a businessman. By the way, hashtag SG Moneyline, and I'm sure the X-Man will be able to find you through that. We don't have to give out his Twitter address. Just the man will find you if the plays are out here. You know what I mean? The guy knows how to get down. There you go. I like that, K-Dub. Making deals online. Love it. It's what we're here for. That's what we're here for in the afternoon. By the way, let me get this. So the NBA tonight, right? Warriors-Rockets. Last stand for the Rockets, too. 3.5 point number. I'll bite because I do think the Rockets aren't going to win this game, and I think the Golden State Warriors will clinch up their 10th seed here. Would have been nice to see a little stress down the backstretch. I think the Warriors get the job done tonight.
Do ya?
Yeah, I think they clicked it
on. This Houston team, I like this Houston team. Why? They covered for me the other night, plus the 7.5
against Minnesota. Yep. No handicap, just like them. I like it. That's the way you're supposed to do it.
Well, no, that is a handicap. They covered for me the other night on my 7.5, and it really got me to invest. 26-12 on the season at home. 4.5 strong for Golden State, Don. That's a strong number. I like the Rockets.
There you go. All right, let's tonight also. You know, it's bad news for the Knicks. Julius Randle out for the season. Josh Hart basically.
What in the world happened?
Yeah, Josh Hart basically told us so out loud on Sunday. Like, I don't even know if anybody's coming back. Like, whoa, wait, what? Yeah. So there go the Knicks, who were on my radar to say, boy, you know what? They could be interesting in the playoffs because we really don't know what to expect. Now we don't know what to expect. They're going to get ran right out of the playoffs, and teams should be lining up to play the Knicks in round number one. That's what we should know.
Who is their round one matchup right now? At Orlando? What's that price look like? Magic minus 115 to win a series?
Yeah, I would say that. Which is crazy, man. Like, we look at the star-studded Western Conference. Like, to me, I look at this and go, like, Cleveland, Orlando, and New York stink. Like, they don't really stink, but that's just in my mind. Like, I used to be able to wax them in the playoffs. Nobody's scared of Cleveland, Orlando, or New York here. Like, you're worried about, like, the Heat, like, turning into the Heat as we know. Like, watch this for the playoffs, full gas. Mm-hmm. And the Sixers just show up and go, like, you know what? We took off the last 2 months, but look at our roster now. We can bang on you, and we're an 8th seed overall. Wildness. Like, in that Western Conference, it's like, man, it is blood, sweat, and tears just to try to get through each round because every round is going to be a heavyweight match in the playoffs. I love it. The West is so awesome.
No, the West is great. Now I'm looking at this Knicks schedule, DRS. This team's going to fall here a little bit, possibly. Home against the Kings, at the Bulls, at the Bucks, at Bulls, at the Celtics. This Knicks, like, yeah, they're not locked in.
They're done. The Knicks are done.
The seeding might drop. Well, they're done.
I mean, Jay Wise's dying inside right now.
Maybe that's why he's not coming on tonight.
That's true. That's true.
Protest.
Yeah, the Milwaukee Bucks, by the way, 13 games back of the Celtics, just floundering. And you can, it's one thing, like, hey, look, man, we just took the Lakers' best punch in L.A., came up a little short, we were banged up. You were getting knocked out by lightweights the past couple nights, which is crazy to watch. Mm-hmm. Like, it was these are the teams, like, you look at, like, Toronto, right? Toronto, like, gets, like, 15 points every night, and everybody just bops them on the head by, like, 20. It's like, all right, well, Milwaukee's got the Washington. That shouldn't be any problem. Oh, they come home and play Memphis? That shouldn't be no problem. Doc's over there. Who doesn't even draw anything up? Like, is it like a, like, does he already have, like, set plays that he just, like, scrolls the picks? You remember this one, guys? I don't know how to run it. Do you guys know how to run it? Ready, break. Like, I don't know what they're doing at this point.
Let's just see right. Let's go Giannis. It's that let's go Giannis, and then that's that.
Yeah.
Guy stinks. He's terrible.
Take a look here. By the way, Rasheed Rice is a lawyer again in the news. Press conference today, Kevin, that Rasheed Rice said he did drive the Lamborghini at the time of Saturday's multi-vehicle crash in Dallas. Now, do you like to hear that he's trying to tell the truth, or are you more like me, which I'll explain in a second?
I don't know if you, what do you, oh gosh, what are you about to say? What are you about to say?
Let's be real, because I'm not telling you I street race. I'm not telling you I ran from the scene of crimes multiple times, so I have any background on this. But I know people, Kevin, and I know what's what here. We know the writing on the wall, because I'm actually mildly impressed that the news got out that Rice was driving the Lamborghini, because I thought this might have been one of those, all right, I'm the lawyer, I'm going to take questions. And the first question comes like, hey, by the way, was he driving? Yeah, we can't release that yet because we're working with the authorities. Oh, so you basically said he was driving, because that's an unbelievable response. But the whole, like, all right, we're going to get a PR campaign together that's like, I'm working with law enforcement every step of the way. So now you would see, like, watch this. I'm going to tell you that nobody really knows if I was driving. Meanwhile, they do. They have plates like, you got into your car at a restaurant. Trust me, there's cameras there. They saw you driving. So this isn't any like, hey, nobody ever known I was driving here, but I'm going to let you know I was driving. Here's the key. If there was not, like, if you did that, he's like, you know what? I haven't been drinking. There's nothing in my system. Nothing illegal in the car. I'm going to pull over. The cops are going to pull up. I'm just going to apologize. Like, man, I was just being dumb out here, you know. I'm going to call my lawyer, do what you got to do. I know what it is, but I didn't do anything wrong outside of doing something wrong by driving fast and causing, you know, mayhem on a highway. But the fact that now we're trying to get those bonus points, like, man, he's working with him, he's coming clean. Come on, man, there's a reason why you leave the scene of the crime. There's a reason why you do that and then hide for multiple days before resurfacing with a lawyer. So I'm not giving him any credit, Kevin. Like, you know what? It was me driving. What do you say about that? This is a tough scene out here in the streets for the Chiefs.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. It does not look good. I'm not jazzed up if I'm a Chief fan. If I'm people close to Rashee Rice, it doesn't seem great.
It's a tough scene out here, which also means that, you know, like, I look for the downfall of the Chiefs, but not like this way, Kevin. But I know how things work in the NFL. And you know what's going to happen here? Devontae Adams is going to be a Chief because of this, right? Like, it's just like, hey, we were just going to be fine with Rashee Rice. Yeah. And now we're going to have a top flight. Like, T. Higgins will show up on the Chiefs now. And then Rashee Rice will be back by game four. Like, ah, you thought the Chiefs were going to be a downfall this year. Not so fast. Crazy times all the way through. One more segment to go on a Thursday afternoon edition of Moneyline. Baseball's in the air. Can the Mets actually get a win? They got a man on in the bottom of the ninth. Watch out!
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Now, I haven't gone into this that deeply here, Kevin, in the final segment, but I'm just looking at a bullet point now. It says, judge denies FSU motions in legal win for ACC. So the whole thought process is we are getting closer and closer just to one super conference. That's going to happen sooner than later, and I think that's actually a good thing for college football. But when I look at Florida State right now, like, do they understand what they're up against, like, moving forward? Because I understand it is sometimes about the almighty dollar, and the almighty dollar increases when you have a good football team, which means you're making the playoffs and national championship runs on the routine. So the ACC, like, you, if you're Florida State, you should be like, man, I hope the ACC stinks for the next 5 years. Like, we're going to get the automatic bid. We'll be going to the national championship, and that's how we make money. We get better recruits and all that stuff. Like, I love schools like Florida State. Like, get us out of here and put us in the SEC. I'm like, yeah, in 3 years, we'll never hear from you ever again. Why would they want to leave? Why does anybody want to leave the ACC if you think you can actually make a run? Like Clemson, same thing. Oh, we might leave. Good luck. Clemson leaves the ACC for the SEC. Good luck. Like, they're going to be Kentucky in football in 5 years if that's the case.
It is actually nuts because their desire to leave would make sense if there wasn't a change coming to the format of the college football playoff.
Like, it went back to the BCS, Kevin. 1-2, that's it, nobody else. Like,
even
you know
if
what?
It stayed 1-4.
Tough.
Even if it maybe was, you know, 1-8, no auto bids. Mm-hmm. Like, the SEC is going to always get the benefit of the doubt over us.
Yeah.
Which it should. Which
yeah.
it should.
Sure.
But we are now in a situation where the ACC and the Big 12, who are clearly lesser conferences, are going to be able to still get their teams in and get buys in that situation. Go mm-hmm. Birds.
Hey, it's good. Yeah, see, round it in the form, hit a home run at that point. Wait, what do we got? Hold on.
You see that news? Come on now.
Let me scroll up a little bit. Oh, you know what? I'm all the way down. Hold on. Let me get this news while I'm sitting here. Let me scroll up.
Oh, come on. Get there.
Big cash. Big cash for the big guy out there. I was actually maybe fucking reading through that on Jordan Mailata's new extension that maybe they cut him loose. But they didn't. Jordan Mailata's back for the Eagles Super Bowl run, and away we go. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the show on a Thursday. We'll be back on a Friday. Oh, what a Friday edition it's going to be. For JP, Donnie Wrightside, and Kevin, see you tomorrow.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.